in 2001. The fee increases are expected to generate about $2.8 million in revenue that will be used to maintain air and water quality programs at the previous level of activity. The revenues from the fees are assumed in the budget for the Department of Environmental Quality. Your Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5060 be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended.
House Bill 5060 with the dash twos. And do I have any objections? Senator George?
Question.
Mr. Chairman.
This is a technical question. The reference to budgets for 0507, what's the significance of that in the workup?
Paul?
Are you referring to the fiscal impact statement?
Yes.
That is the fiscal impact form that we always use projects for two biennia.
Okay,
so you'll
you.
See the same numbers in each biennia.
Okay,
just
you.
Assumes the fees would continue in the 0507 biennia.
Okay. I get it, Frank. Any other questions and objections? I have Senator George. Is that correct? Anybody else? Okay. So moved. Senate Bill 5502, Senator Messerly.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair, Vice Chair. Senate Bill 5502 ratifies fee increases implemented by the Department of Agriculture by rule during the 2001-03 interim. The fee increases primarily impact the nursery and Christmas tree inspection program, fertilizer and pesticide registration, and laboratory testing services.
Lab services.
The Department of Agriculture developed the fee schedule through work groups and stakeholder meetings before initiating the rule changes. The fee increases are expected to generate about $1.9 million in revenue that will be used to maintain the nursery and fertilizer programs, among others. The revenues from the fees are assumed by the Department of Environmental Agriculture budget. What did you mean by that, Paul? The Natural Resources Subcommittee. They're trying to make this difficult. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5502 be amended and reported that do pass as amended.
Senate Bill 5502 with the dash ones. Do we have any questions?
Question here.
Bates.
Yeah. It says here you have to have an annual license fee for manufacturer and bulk distributor of fertilizer, $50. As legislatures, do we have to buy that fee? Is that one we have to get ourselves?
Yeah.
Most certainly.
It's part of manufacturing.
We didn't talk about that.
Okay.
It's part of your S&S budget.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do I have any real questions? Do I have any objections? Hearing none. Order.
Go ahead, you're doing good.
All right, Senate Bill 5550, Representative Krieger.
Mr. Vice Chair, thank you. Senate Bill 5550 provides the Oregon Water Enhancement Board with a six-year limitation for capital expenditure projects funded by Measure 66 lottery funds. In 1999, the legislature adopted statutes defining the uses of the constitutionally mandated Measure 66 lottery funds for capital expenditure projects. At least 65% of the annual revenue for Measure 66 must be used for these types of projects. Many of these projects awarded during funding by OEB are multi-year efforts, and OEB makes only final grant payments upon completion of the projects. Senate Bill 5550 addresses this by treating the capital expenditure project portions of the OEB budget like capital construction projects, which have a six-year limitation. The agency will continue to report on a regular basis to the legislature on the status of the capital expenditure grant program. Senate Bill 5555 provides OEB with $24.2 million in lottery fund limitation for the new Measure 66 funds allocated in 0305. Limitation for these funds will expire on June 30, 2009. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5550 be amended and report out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative Krieger. Do we have any questions? Senator Harper, yes. Do you have a question? Yes, I do. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ken, was there any discussion about these construction projects trying to speed them up or anything like that that you recall?
I don't recall that discussion, no.
Okay, and then, you know, as a public works issue, you know, we're trying to speed up as many things, but that didn't really come in committee. Okay. All right. Any other questions? Do we have any objections? Senate Bill 5550 with the dash one. Hearing none. So ordered. Other business. Are we still in the grant? I thought we're out of the grant business. Senator Winters.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any more solid over here.
Yes, we're all excited. The subcommittee recommends approval of submission of a grant application to the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the amount of $479,336 for a TAFE Education and Training Vouchers Grant. The grant is a newly authorized amendment to the Chaffee Foster Care Independence Program for Education and Training Vouchers. The Chaffee program is a permanently funded grant that has been operating in Oregon since 1988. The Education Training Vouchers will allow states to support foster children aging out of foster care and help them obtain employment and self-sufficiency in completing their education. If the grant is awarded, DHS will request any federal funds expenditure limitation at a future meeting of the emergency board. Your Human Services Subcommittee recommends approval of the grant application.
Any questions on this grant? Any objections?
I might add, Mr. Chair, that this body last session actually passed legislation, and I believe it was unanimous in both chambers, to provide scholarship funding for foster care. And this, instead of having to use general fund dollars, this will get us federal dollars to achieve what we all supported last session.
I agree. That's a good idea. I had one of these kids about 10 years ago, and that would have been pretty useful if we had this. Okay, any objection? Hearing none. So ordered. Senator Winters.
The Oregon Department of Human Services is requesting approval to apply for a federal grant offered by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services within the Federal Department of Health and Human Services. The grant is due July 29th, and the maximum award of the grant is $50,000 over a projected life of 36 months. The department currently operates a family support program through counties for children with developmental disabilities and their families. The department reports that one of the highest cost and most important needs for these children and their families is for respite care. Care for the children that allows parents and other family members an opportunity to take a break from their ongoing caring responsibilities. The respite program have not been a part of the home and community-based care waivers for persons with developmental disabilities. The program is supported solely with general fund. CMS has directed that grant proposals focus on feasibility studies that may lead to the creation of future Medicaid respite programs that target children and their families. In response to the CMS grant directive, DHS would use the grant funds to assess the feasibility of developing a Medicaid-funded respite program for children with developmental disabilities and their families. The grant would enable DHS to identify the strengths and weaknesses of this Medicaid option. The project requires a 5% match. However, the department indicates that this requirement would be met through existing staff time and local agencies that would participate in the grant activities. No additional general fund would be required. If necessary, DHS will request additional expenditure limitation and position authority from the emergency board. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends approval of the request to apply for the grant. We further recommend that if the grant is awarded, that DHS be directed to report to the emergency board or the next legislative assembly on the feasibility of implementing a Medicaid-funded respite program prior to submitting a Medicaid state plan amendment or waiver request to CMS. It is our hope that if this feasibility study is successful, that we then will be able to do some matching arrangement under Medicaid for this particular property. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Senator Gurley, just correct me. It's $500,000 is the grant, not $50,000. But your subcommittee recommends approval.
Okay. Further discussion? Any objections? Hearing none?
Mr. Chair, the paper, the application shows maximum amount of the grant will be $100,000 over 36 months. One-tenth of a million project life 36. Is it? I'm just a little bit, I no objection, just want to clarify that before we move that forward, please.
John, what do you?
John.
Mr. Vice Chair and Representative Butler, the respite for children grant is $100,000. A grant that we'll be doing in a moment is $500,000 related to quality assurance and long-term care.
Okay. So this is $100,000 grant.
Correct.
All right.
Yes, I misspoke.
Thank you.
All right. Senator Winters, you get a chance to redeem yourself.
So now we will get to the $500,000. The Oregon Department of Human Services is requesting approval to apply for a federal grant offered by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services within the Federal Department of Health and Human Services. The grant is due July 29th, and the maximum award of the grant is $500,000 over a project life of 36 months. DHS would use the funds to improve the quality of in-home care within the state's Medicaid long-term care program. More specifically, the department plans to focus on in-home client safety and security, as well as client satisfaction with the services that they are provided. Further, DHS would like to use the grant funds to begin improvements in the in-home program in preparation for CMS's audit on the state's home and community-based care waiver that is expected to begin this fall. Oregon has been a recognized leader in developing Medicaid long-term care in-home services, beginning with Oregon Project Independence in 1975. In May 2003, for example, more than 17,500 seniors and persons with disabilities received in-home care. Many states have followed Oregon's lead. The grant would help the department to ensure that its in-home Medicaid program offers services that keep clients safe and healthy. If necessary, DHS will request additional expenditure limitation and position authority from the Emergency Board. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends approval of the request to apply for the grant.
Questions, discussion, objection?
Mr. Chair, just one question. That 5% match will be in the form of contributed labor that we've already got on staff. Is that
correct? That's what I understand, yes. There are no general funds requested.
Okay. So ordered. Senator Winters, were you by yourself when you passed these out of the committee?
I think so. We were running on fast. The subcommittee recommends approval of a submission of a grant application to the Federal Department of Health and Human Services in the amount of $350,000 per year for 3 years. The purpose of the grant is to assist states in identifying links between environmental exposures and possible adverse health impacts, such as asthma. The application is due July 29, 2003. DHS Environmental and Occupational Epidemiology Unit, in collaboration with Kaiser Permanente and the Department of Environmental Quality, will analyze information to see if air pollution and exposure to other hazardous material in the Oregon environment increase asthma symptoms. If the grant is awarded, DHS will request any needed position authority and federal funds limitation at future meetings of the Emergency Board. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends approval of the grant application.
Discussion, questions, objections? So ordered. Any other business of the committee? Ken, Thursday afternoon, you're thinking? Friday morning?
What?
Friday morning? Okay. All right, that.